None of this would have happened if it weren't for the she shed. We thought it would be a place to have our ladies' nights in peace, away from the children waking up at midnight, away from the husbands giving a cursory wave before heading upstairs to watch sports in the dark, away from the dirty dishes piled in the sink. All we wanted was a place to call our own, to have something that belonged to us. What we got was our lives and homes ripped into bloody shreds. It was the she shed that started it all, a blissfully ignorant idea that transformed our cheery suburban enclave into something demonic. The suburbs were hell, literally. It all began in June, when we gathered at Liz Kowalski's house for our monthly movie night. Well, we called it movie night, but it was really just an excuse to get together on a semi-regular basis, something to look forward to during the monotony. My next-door neighbor Jess and I arrived at Liz's house around the corner at the same time, each of us taking a different route on Maple Leaf Drive.
Yo, Amy, I did wind sprints out of my house tonight. Shit, I need a night out more than anything.
Jess wore white workout shorts and a tight tank top and held a bottle of tequila above her head as she walked up the pathway to Liz's house. Her blonde hair flowed freely down her back, and in the dark, her six-foot frame stretched a long shadow in the automatic lights on either side of Liz's door. Jess's husband, Dell, worked for a liquor distributor and always had high-end bottles of alcohol on hand, which made her very popular at parties. You do know this is a wine night, not spring break in Cancun, right? I said, as I eyed her bottle of tequila while hitching my Sauvignon Blanc into my armpit. I had found it on sale in an end cap at Target. I grabbed it out of impulse as I sped through, trying to buy the ingredients for dinner and new water shoes for my two kids before someone had a meltdown. Jess frowned as we reached Liz's door.
It's George Clooney's tequila, not Jose Cuervo. And Dell told me that tequila has less sugar than any other alcohol.
Yes, I obviously attend these nights to watch my weight, I said as she pushed open Liz's door.
Well, I have CrossFit at 8 tomorrow morning and I can't be hungover. Hey, do you want to join? It's Bring a Friend Day.
Sorry, Jess, I always appreciate the invite, but my answer is still going to be no. Always. I said, as I followed her inside the house. I never understood why Jess would willingly work out in a building without air conditioning, doing exercises that mirrored the worst days of gym class. Most of the other moms in Winchester took bar classes, running around town after their workouts in high-waisted Lululemon leggings and tank tops with built-in bras while drinking kombucha. Jess opened her mouth to espouse the wonders of CrossFit just before Liz rushed forward, arms outstretched.
There you guys are!
She looked down at our shoes, and we quickly added them to the pile next to the front door. Liz's entire first floor had white carpeting, impressive since she had two energetic boys, Carson, who was 7, and Luke, their oops baby, who had just turned 2. Liz placed our bottles on the kitchen island, next to a collection of air plants in a raffia basket that she had gotten on sale at HomeGoods. The island was covered in an almost embarrassing amount of food for 4 people. If nothing else, no one would ever go hungry at her house, although I know she overprepared out of anxiety rather than hospitality. Once, she'd run out of toilet paper during a party and nearly had a meltdown. Jess poured herself a tequila on the rocks as she scrolled through her phone for a playlist. She made a new one each month for our get-togethers, titled Suburban Lady Jams, and filled it with whatever new songs had just been released. Liz turned to me, her brunette topknot making her seem taller than her 5 feet. I have wine open already. She pointed to her fridge, and I opened the white door and saw a box of pink wine on the shelf, spigot waiting. I could already feel the pounding headache from the liquefied candy inside the box, but I didn't want to turn her down. Liz was a sensitive soul who'd worked as a pediatric nurse before she had kids, and her feelings would be hurt if I declined. I gritted my teeth as I stuck a goblet large enough to double as a vase under the spigot and watched as bright pink liquid sloshed into it.